Welcome to episode 187 of Both Down, the number one Blood Bowl podcast.
That has this great exclusive knowledge about all this Blood Bowl season 3 stuff. I didn't know what else to say.
I mean, that works.
This is Scott Brime, and that other voice you just heard is Steve Kilowagi Campbell. Welcome back.
I like how you get to introduce everybody every time now. I don't know how that's you're getting the intros of the episodes right now, which you have not done in 10, 12, 13 years, whatever. But now every episode you have to introduce us.
I shouldn't have to?
No, it's always the person who brings us in that introduces. It doesn't matter. It's just funny. Yeah, so welcome back. Was a short time in between episodes.
So if you're here first,
don't be.
You should go to the other episode where we talk about everything first.
Primarily the skills. I get it. You're excited. You want to get into things. There's not a whole lot of new stuff before the skills. Obviously, there is some stuff. But at least listen to skills, because when we talk about the rest of this stuff, if you don't know the skills, you're not going to know what we're talking about when it comes to teams.
Correct. So if this is your first episode, because you saw Blood Bowl Season 3, you really want to go back to the last episode.
Yeah.
Listen to that first, and then come back here.
Yeah, because you don't want to get freaked out. We went on a rant about that last episode. But if you just hear the rosters and you don't know what the new skills are, then you're not going to understand why it's not a big deal.
But if you'd listen to these in the proper order, like Phil Bonerak did or Jason Webster did, you're fine. You're fine. We're going to ride this together. And really, this intro doesn't even have to be long.
No, we can just hop right into it.
I saw today that somebody's...
Or not.
Well, real quick, did you see that somebody listed like all the items that were going to go on pre-order?
Oh, yeah.
Like somebody leaked that probably from a store.
Yeah, it's a store pricing too, because they're trying to say 88 pounds. It's not going to be that.
Okay. I didn't even check the pricing, but I just...
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
What is it going to be in case somebody came here first?
Should be 145 as far as we know, U.S.
Right. And just like we said in the last episode, the only thing we got to review was this box set, and we're going to cover inducements, teams, and team breakdowns, and stars.
Star players, yep.
Star players.
And now, I can't imagine there's going to be any new rules in the spikes that we're not getting, because they should be in the main book. It's possible. It's possible they throw in extra stars, because in the main book, it does tell you to go to the website to look at more stars.
Okay.
We'll get there, but it's possible. We don't know. Now, once it comes out, so it's like the 15th, we'll probably do another episode about what the new stuff came out, blah, blah, blah.
I think maybe just an idea, since we're about to talk about rosters, maybe by then we can ask a few other people we know.
Oh, yeah.
To get create their takes rosters. On it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can just talk about how they built a team and stuff like that. I don't know. There's
yeah,
so much.
We should.
By having a new edition, there's going to be so many new adventures now for everybody going forward. So it's going to be pretty interesting. I know people are going to figure out how to solve it, but it's going to be
legitimately something that in a year from now, someone could find a new way to do something based on the rules.
Yeah.
Not that they found new rules, but like new interactions between skills and a new meta. It's exciting times to me, I think. And again, if you haven't listened to the other podcast, do not get freaked out about just listening to the team changes. Overall, it's good. You have to look at everything inclusively. But yeah, let's go ahead and just get started and we'll come right back.
All right, see you in a second.
Okay, we are back, and as we stated before, we're going to be starting with inducements. There are some changes and some opinions on those changes, obviously, because that's what we're here to do. So unless we state otherwise, other inducements have stayed the same. Now, there are some inducements that are not in this book. We're not going to talk on those because who knows? I mean, unless they tell us they're changed, we'll have to assume they're still the same. I don't know. One of the main things, and this better be banned at every tournament I go to, because I do not want to see this. Prayers to Nuffle have changed. They are 10k each as an inducement now. And you're like, well, Steve, but those are like one drive. When do they take place? No, they're for the whole game now. So like, you know, you'd get stabbed for a drive, or you'd have trap doors for a drive, or friends with the referee. Nope, it's all game now.
What?
Yeah. The only one that changed was throw a rock, because they have stalling in the game now. Once per game, at the start of any of your turns, before any players are activated, you may randomly select one opposition player on the pitch and roll a d6. On a 4+, an angry fan throws a rock, and the selected player is immediately knocked down. Again, I want to reiterate, you can have up to 3 of these. They are 10k each, and they last for the whole game. These better be not allowed at any tournament.
I mean, you think this is just a league thing?
I mean, there are league ones. It's still the 16, but okay. Exhibition is the first. Let me ask you that.
Is there, okay, so there is 2 charts now still?
It always was, yeah. Still the same. Well, I know, yeah, yeah. I know, yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
So the exhibition is 1-8 still, and of those, there might be other ones that changed later on. I didn't check those, so...
Okay.
Because we never use those.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. Well, how much were they before? Do you remember?
Yeah, they were 50K, but they weren't something you could buy. It was just if you had a difference of 50K, you got one. Okay. And it went to the lesser of the two. So if I was 50K under you, I'd get a prayer as a Nuffle. Or okay. If we rolled a 6. Okay. That, and they got rid of that on the kickoff because that's what they changed cheering fans.
Okay.
So
this sounds like something that they already had built in or like there. And they were like, well, we're taking this kind of away from the kickoff table. We ought to still include it in case some people like it. I think a lot of people probably make this optional. I can already see this being one of those little things in tour play when you go set up your league.
Yeah.
You can uncheck this to even have prayers enough for.
Like I said, with it lasting all game now, I would not do it. But that's me. I don't know.
Okay. Cheerleaders are now up to 5, and they're 5K each.
Yep. They're only 5,000 now, but they only affect that one roll. Now, the roll's big, but still.
But this is a difference of 15K.
Yes, it is.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
Team mascot has now been lowered by 5K to 25K.
Yeah. And as we mentioned before, if you roll a 1 on the cheering fans result, you can re-roll it if you have this.
Okay.
It was already pretty good for 30. At 25, I think it's better. And then having that 1 re-roll, it's a good choice.
It's funny that we used to go from inducements where, oh, I only have 40... You know, $40,
yeah.
40K in inducements, I can't buy nothing, to now there's multiple things you can buy.
Yeah, and I think the cheerleaders being 5 is nice because of that reason.
I don't know why it's lower, though, than if you buy them for your team.
I don't know. Because they want to, just go with the fluff. The owner wants the fans to be excited for your team. So They throw a couple of cheerleaders on your team just to get the crowd riled up.
And they're cheap, so they're from the local bar strip club. And...
Yeah, they're not. They're Nurgle cheerleaders, but, you know.
Well, aren't they all?
Also, you get to use fun models for them now. So.
Fun models?
I mean, they've made cheerleader models before. Hopefully they do them again. I do love those models. But now you have a reason to actually use them in the game.
That's true.
Weather Mage was lowered to 25. I never used it. Never really cared. I don't think I still will.
But we have the kegs have changed?
Just in name. They're the Blitzer's Best kegs now.
Okay.
Don't know why. Just is.
What was it before? It was something.
It was Budweiser kegs.
It was Budweiser Babes, then Budweiser kegs.
I think. Or was it just kegs?
Well, it was Babes for a while, though.
Yeah, it was Budweiser Babes, and then it got changed with the last edition.
I just had an old man moment, couldn't remember.
Yeah, and of course, people complained about that, too, because...
All right, people. If you're a goblin team, or maybe a snotling team,
maybe a dwarf team,
jeez. Bribes now are 0-3 for normal folk, and you bribery and corruption people, yeah, that's a little spoiler foreshadowing for the dwarf people, are 0-6.
Right.
Six bribes.
And with all the new devious skills, they really want you to foul a lot in this game now.
I now know what you mean by, like, crazy second edition stuff of right. Chaos.
It's just the addition to the devious stuff and, you know, this. I mean, fouling's going to be a much bigger part of the game now. It was already a big part with the last edition where Sneaky Git got so good. And then it backed off. But then it was still really good because you couldn't get thrown out on doubles. Now it's not as good, but there's other skills that help you out.
Man, I don't know about this one, but we'll see how it works out. Riotous Rookies went up to 150.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this swarming team rule means, and we'll get to that when we get to teams.
Swarming is no longer a skill. It's a team rule.
Okay.
So that's all it means.
So that means only the teams with swarming.
Only the teams with swarming can do it.
D3 added plus 3, is it still the same?
It's just D3 added.
Just D3?
Just D3.
What?
I know.
They want me to buy some snot. I mean, whatever.
I mean, I'll go back and double check, but yeah, I don't get this one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and double check. I mean, I guess it's if you had no money, nothing else to spend it on. I guess this is one way of saying, like, we left it in there if you'd like it, but it just really sucks value-wise.
Oh, wait.
Or it can, does this now include, like, goblin teams?
Rookies gain an additional 2d3. Riders rookies gain 2d3 plus 1 journeyman.
Okay. So it's up to 7 people.
I totally screwed that one up.
That's okay. That's why we looked it up. But still.
And it's available to any team with the low-cost lineman special rule. That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Well, I need to change that.
That's all right. So, I mean, you're still not getting the greatest value there, but you are getting more players. But whatever.
And with fouling, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a good option. It's 150.
Maybe they thought with the swarming team rule, this is too powerful. We'll read on that later.
Yeah.
Biased referee on a natural 1. Are you the call will fail as normal?
Yeah, it used to be a nice little thing with the biased referee that it added 1 to the roll, which technically meant you never rolled a natural 1. You rolled a 2.
I got you.
So now it took that away because obviously that wasn't meant to be what it was.
Yeah, it needed that. Joseph Bugman is available as a star player. A coach can choose to take the inducement or the star player, but not both. Well, that's obvious.
Yeah. If you take the inducement, he now comes with Bugman's 6Xs. You add plus 1 to KO rolls. And once per game, the team that hired Joseph Bugman can remove D3 players from the pitch and set them up again as per normal restrictions. It's on kickoff. So it's a little bit different. But there are some, like I said, there are additional inducements in the book. The other ones we mentioned did not change. But there's a lot left out because obviously a lot of the stuff was in spikes or, you know, sudden death or whatever. So I assume people will keep most of them.
That's what I was going to ask you is like the wizards and stuff that were special team, like for dark elves or whatever.
Yeah, those.
Are they in the book?
No, not at all. Now, the team, the wizard the sports wizard is. It just says 0 to 1 and sports wizard.
Well, let's.
But the team specific ones are not in here. And we don't have the spikes, so we don't know if the spikes are going to have team-specific inducements either.
Don't forget, people, that almost every edition that I can remember of Blood Bowl, after the new box set comes out, within a year, there's always a new Death Zone book or module or a box set. So maybe that's where those updated, you know, Nurgle Wizard, the whatever wizard for this team... Maybe those will be found there, here, and then within the next 12 months.
It's possible. I don't think anything would keep you from using the previous ones. And honestly, most tournaments don't use them.
No, I understand
leagues,
that.
You pretty much just decide what you want to do in leagues.
Right. Let's... Do we need to take a break here? Or we want to continue on?
No. We just started. Now, we'll just continue on. So we're going into teams. Teams, again, have a league that they're part of. And those leagues are what determine which stars you can take. So the leagues, there's two new ones. The leagues that already existed were Badlands Brawl, Elven Kingdoms League, Halfling Thimble Cup, Lustrian Super League, Old World Classic, Sylvanian Spotlight, Underworld Challenge, and World's Edge Super League.
Okay.
And the new ones are Chaos Clash and Woodland League.
So does this mean some teams have two of these and you have to pick which direction?
Some do. You have to choose which one you want at the beginning of the...
team creation.
Yeah. I think... So does someone have multiple? Yeah, some have multiple.
Okay, so you
and
have
it does
to
say or, so you have to choose which one you want.
So is this like the old thing where you said what chaos god you worship because it could dictate what star players you get?
It's like that. It's essentially the same thing, but there's also that later on with the team special rules.
Okay.
So there's team leagues and there are team special rules.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, when we get into the special rules...
Oh, my God. I just looked ahead, and I saw somebody say this in a rumor online, and I thought it was total BS, and what? I guess it's totally true. We'll get to it first thing out of the bag with special team rules.
Go for it.
Go ahead. So, I know, but you're looking at the book. Special team rules. If you are a Brawling Brute special team... where you have this skill, your star player points for casualties are 3 instead of 2, and your touchdowns, instead of being worth 3, are only worth 2.
Right. And teams like Orc would have this, because they're better at bashing than they are scoring.
Dude, I saw this a couple days ago online, that somebody talked about it, and I was like, dude, are they making this stuff up? So somebody clearly had a really good leak.
I guess so.
Because this was online and they specifically talked about orcs having this. And I was like, are they just making shit up? I guess not. Okay. So that's the first one. Is this also for maybe like Tomb Kings? Because they're not going to score often, but they hope to get a lot of casualties.
Probably. I did not write down separately.
It's okay.
Which, well, I mean, we'll get to there. Let me look. No, they're just Masters of Undeath.
Okay, we'll get to there when we get there. Are these the only ones we have here, the special team rules?
Yeah, those are the only ones.
So the next one is bribery and corruption. There's still 50K bribes, but can get up to 6.
Yeah.
We have the favorite of. This is where, same as before, where you pick your chaos god.
Yeah, and from what I can tell, this one solely is not dependent. This just... goes to show your alignment when it comes to getting stars and inducements.
Okay.
So, as far as I saw, there was nothing.
Do they
additional.
List like? Do they list like Nurgle, Khorne,
yeah. Hashut, Khorne, Nurgle, Slaanesh, Tzeentch, and Undivided?
Okay. Well, I think that's a big hint that eventually we're going to get Slaanesh and.
We've said that for the last two releases.
Yeah, but if you're holding on to them, you just wait for the new edition, right?
But we've said that for the last two editions. They've all said right, the exact right, same all thing.
Right. You're right. You're right. Low-cost linemen in league play, when determining team value, treat the hiring fee of any lineman as zero gold pieces. Any increases are as normals.
Yeah, so instead of a
it's just player... Still Snotlings.
Yeah, it's Snotlings. Instead of a player having that, it is now a team skill. So, like, ogres have that.
Okay.
Now, in my mind, I don't know if that's just to make it easier or to say that they might have that in the future. If they have that in the future, I don't know what team it would be unless, like, forest sprites or something weird. Like, give them one strength and trickster. And I don't know. But
Masters of Undeath, they once per game may raise the dead for a new lineman keyword player. So you can pick a skeleton or a zombie, I assume.
Or Nurgle.
Or a Nurgle guy. Okay. Yeah.
So it just kind of clarifies that rule from before.
Before, with the undead, it was the zombie. It wasn't a skeleton. Now they're just saying a lineman keyword. So that is why, when I was looking over the roster, some people have skeleton, comma, lineman.
Do they? Let me look real quick.
Yeah, I believe so.
Huh. I didn't notice that. But also thralls for vampire teams.
Also say lineman.
Yeah, so that's a way for them to do it. Shambling. Yeah, what do you know? Skeleton lineman. That's cool.
So are you telling me the vampire teams now can raise the dead?
They could before. They had the Vampire Lord.
Oh, that's right. My guys never killed anybody. Never so why did would it. I fucking know?
Right.
Oh, gosh. I only played them for a season. Swarming after setup. Set up an additional D3 lineman.
Right. Again, instead of it being a skill, it's now a team rule.
Okay. I have questions, but I'm going to save it to team breakdown. So.
And I don't know if it's going to be for any other team, but we'll see. The last one I'll go ahead and take care of because it is interesting. Keep in mind, the only teams that have this currently are human and orc. It's called team captain. Any player without the big guy keyword can be nominated team captain. That player immediately gains the pro skill for free without increasing the player or the team value. Additionally, while the team captain is on the pitch, when using a team reroll, roll a d6. On a 6, the team reroll is free. Team captains must be fielded if able, and they can only be fired with a characteristic loss.
So once you nominate the team captain, you can't change it game per game?
I assume not. I don't think it specifically. I think you have to kill him if you want to change it over.
Must be fielded if able and only be fired with a characteristic loss.
Yeah, that's not word for word like because it's just.
It does sound like it's assigned and stays with that player.
A team captain can only ever be fired from your roster if they have suffered an injury that has reduced one of their characteristics. However, should a team captain ever be killed during a game, then you may appoint a new team captain at the end of the game. So if they die in battle, someone else becomes a team captain. If they just miss a game, you want to get that skill, you can't do anything, honestly, if it's just missing a game. If they get a busted leg or a, you know, whatever, strength then you bust. Can do something. The niggling can't do anything.
Okay, so you assign it at creation,
mm-hmm.
and that is super interesting.
It is, and there is nothing here that says it's only league. Everything else works for tournaments. Now, obviously, Brawling Brutes, tournaments, not a thing. Bribery and Corruption is. Favorite of will be. Low-cost linemen, that's just league only. Masters of Undeath, both. Swarming, both. So, Yeah. I assume team captain will be both.
I'm assuming if they're giving this to humans and orcs, they feel like they need this tiny boost. And...
Right, which is a pretty good boost to those teams, because now you get a free pro, and you possibly could get unlimited rerolls, theoretically.
I am not hating this so far.
So it has to be taken into consideration whenever we talk about humans and orcs, because this exists. That's taken into consideration. So now we get into the long task of teams.
I say we take a break, save what we got here.
Okay.
And let's come back with, we're going to go over every team, correct?
We're going over every team, and we'll talk all about right. how we're doing it right when we come back.
All right, everybody go get a drink and let's sit down and...
So we are back, and we are going to be talking about team breakdowns. As we do, it's kind of in a particular way of doing it. I'm going to tell you the team name, if there's any specific interesting thing about it, then what team league they're in, what special rule they get, and then any changes. And then as we go team by team, we can sort of talk about our thoughts when it comes to stuff. So, first off, Amazons. Really, at the beginning, the only thing I'm going to tell you is if they don't have devious access. And there are some teams that do not have devious access. Amazon is one of them.
So you can't get it even on a secondary skill?
Not even on a secondary. Nobody on the team has access to devious, period.
Huh.
Their team league is Lustrian Super League, as you would expect, and they have no special rules. Only difference, I mean, this team basically just came out. The Jaguar and Piranha Warriors, the passing ability goes to 4+.
Is that better?
Well, it's different.
Was it better than what it was before?
I don't know. What was it before?
Oh, I don't... Shit, I don't know.
That's why you're supposed to have that up.
Oh, I got you. Well, you're going to have to wait for me to get there.
Just because I wrote notes doesn't mean I actually know what my notes talk about. I haven't played Amazon's new set yet. It's not in the old book. Why am I looking in the old book?
Yeah, why are you looking in the old book?
Because it's here. Shout out to Turplay for having a nice list of all the teams on the website.
Let's see. The old teams, they were the Piranha Blitzer, Jaguar Blocker was 5+, 5+. So it did help. Helped Amazons.
And that's the hard thing with writing this up is stuff gets better, but it goes lower. So does that increase by one? Does it decrease by one?
Well, we're also old school guys, so.
Right. Oh, well.
I still feel like, one, I wish they would have changed the team name, the name from blockers to, you know, ball carriers, but whatever.
Well, remember, they have specific roles now. I mean, I guess they could have been a runner, but.
I know. That's fine. All right. Black Orcs. Looks like their team league is Badlands Brawl, which we knew. Special rule is Brawling Brutes. So they get the 3-point casualties now and 2 points for touchdowns. And then Bribery and Corruption. Okay. Goblin Bruisers increased to 0 to 16. I did not know that was a big deal before, but I guess it is.
So that was a big deal because it kind of mattered. Because, you know, if you don't want to take the orcs, you want to take a star player, you are limited.
Okay.
So,
yep, you're right.
It's there
right
were here. Multiple teams that had a 0 to 12 position.
I never understood why.
They're all 0 to 16 now. So if you want to take a full 16-man roster of just linemen, every team allows you to do that.
All the goblins have devious as a primary skill. All the black orcs have devious as a secondary skill. Oh, and the troll... Since he's trained, I guess, now, he has loner removed. That's a big deal.
You think it might be because he's trained, but we'll get into that further on.
Okay.
So, again, this team didn't change much. It's just the general type of changes you're going to be seeing, where devious is added to some people, and the linemen's are increased. So when we get to Bretonians, they're a brand new team, so there's nothing really to go over. They do not have any devious access at all, and they have Old World Classic as their team league, and they do not have any special rules.
Okay. Nothing to see here.
Right.
Chaos Chosen. Team league is Chaos Clash. Special rules favored of, which is super normal.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. Beastmen now are down to 55K, lowered by 5K. They gain the Thick Skull skill. Strength access changed to a secondary.
Yep.
Devious available on the secondary. Interesting.
Yeah, and your warriors gain arm bar, and Devious is available as a secondary.
I guess going with that, Lord Borak is kind of devious, so we're going to make all the Chaos Warriors this way?
Well, anybody with goblins, anybody who's going to foul, anyone who evil, basically has Devious.
That's rerolls have been lowered, too.
They have.
To 50K.
Not a whole lot of change on this, but...
It's just enough, though, to maybe help some people out.
If you're taking three rerolls and you're taking four, I mean, so you get four warriors and a minotaur, that's five. So you have to take six beastmen. They're five each. That's 30K. And then you lower your rerolls by 10. If you take two rerolls, that's 50K.
Now you can take three, yeah.
So it's a big deal. And this is the type of stuff that we're talking about when it comes to these teams. We don't have a full grasp of how these look until we start making teams because of the price differences on a lot of them. Chaos Dwarves, they did just recently come out. They are Badlands Brawl or Chaos Clash. So this is one of the first ones that you have to pick which one you want. Their special rule is Favorite of Hashut. Explicitly Hashut. You don't get to say which one you want. Hobgoblins. Devious access as a primary. General access changed to secondary.
Wow.
Why?
Because back when I played Goblins the few times that Chaos Dwarves, a lot of times I had a Hobgoblin as a runner. So therefore, if I could put two skills in somebody, he'd get block and like sure hands.
Not wrong. Yeah.
Now General's changed to secondary. That's going to be really tough.
Yeah. Sneaky Stabber goes down to 60K, so they're lowered by 10.
It needed that really bad.
It did. Don't forget, shadowing is much better now, at least for people like this.
Okay.
And they gain Devious access on primary. The Chorf Blockers gain Devious as secondary. Flamesmiths gain Devious as secondary. Bull Centaur gains Devious as a secondary. And they gain Unsteady.
So they cannot secure the ball.
This was one of the teams that people were really freaking out about when they saw the secure the ball action. They're like, I don't need a four strength Bull Centaur picking up the ball on a two. You're not going to see that happen.
Hmm.
So,
man, I'm starting to feel like all the dwarves kind of got a little messed up here.
Well, kind of.
I feel for you, dwarf coaches, even though like I hate playing you in the current rules. Chaos Renegades, the team league is obviously Chaos Clash, still has the favorite of special rules. Human Renegade linemen are now 0 to 16. They gained Animosity all. Wow. Devious access on primary. Goblin got a Devious access on primary. So did the Orc and the Skaven. The Dark Elf is decreased to 65K, Devious access on primary, lost passing access. There goes your easy leader reroll. Just lost it, period. I think it was a secondary before.
Now I think so.
Doesn't have it at all. Okay. Human Thrower gains a Devious access on primary, lost safe pair of hands, but gains sure hands. Interesting.
Right.
Ogre loses Mighty Blow. Why?
One of two things. Either this is a complete mistake, which I tend to think it is, or they thought this team has three big guys and they're going to be fouling a lot, so let's tone it back by a Mighty Blow.
Did the cost change on the Ogre?
No. Nothing else changed. And if this is legit, this is the only ogre in the game that does not have Mighty Blow. So I think this is a mistake.
Okay.
Not sure. I mean, this is how it is now. But if they came out and said this is a mistake, 100% would believe that.
Well, this will make a lot of people happy with, you know, always looking for typos so they can grab it.
Oh, yeah.
So this will be...
What do we got? 270 pages and one typo? Ooh.
I hope it is a typo, but it's interesting if it's not.
200 pages, whatever. But still, crap ton of pages and one typo. Okay. Dark Elf, they have Team League Elven Kingdoms League. No special rules. Linemen's have been dropped to... Linemen's. Linemen have been dropped to 65k, so down 5. Their passing ability increased to 3+.
Wow.
And they have Devious on secondary. The runner gained punt and Devious on secondary. Assassins have gone up to 90k, but they gained hit and run. And their passing increased to 4+. General access on secondary, Devious on primary, and they lost passing access. This is the first one to get really hit on the positionals, so blitzers do go down to 2. They are increased by 5k to 105. The devious access is on secondary. The passing ability is now 3+, though.
Seems like the theme here is, like, we're a little bit going back to, like, elves are still pretty good at passing, even if somebody else has to do it.
Right. And witch elves, they have devious on secondary. Don't know why you'd take that on a witch elf. The passing ability gets better to PA 4+, but they lose passing access.
Okay.
So, again, like you said, elves are getting a step up on all the regular positions. And unfortunately...
In the box set.
Oh, yeah.
Do assassins come in the box set?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. And did you say the runner gained punt? I did not hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention.
No, you're good. So, runner gains punt. I mean, that's pretty nice. You can keep him in the back and you just punt the ball downfield. I guess. I don't know why. But we'll see. We have to see how it plays in real life.
Okay. Next one. I think it's too much. I get that people don't like playing dwarves. They're pretty tough.
As much as I hate him, I have to agree.
I think this is the one I question the most.
Mm-hmm.
But let's, again, when it comes to June next year, we'll talk about this again, and we're going to find out if it's really bad. But it's not great. Dwarf, Team League, World's End Super League, special rules, Brawling Brutes, so you get more star player points, you know, from casualties, Bribery and Corruption. Clearly, they want you to take a death roller now.
So, and the thing, too, is like with Brawling Brutes, it has no effect on tournament play. But in a league, this could make them much better. I don't honestly know. I don't play dwarves in a league.
Right. Lineman 0 to 16. I think that was always that way.
No.
No?
They were 0 to 12.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
God dang it, you were right. I'm looking at tour play right
now.
Yeah,
it was one of those things. They kept cutting it back for some reason because they figured most people were taking, you know, specialty positions. And
okay.
I don't know.
Lost tackle. So rejoice, everybody. Gain defensive. Strength access on secondary.
That's the big one.
Man, I don't know, man. It seems like a lot here.
So let's finish this off, and then we'll get into it. Devious access on primary and lost agility access completely. Well, and truthfully, nobody on the dwarf team has agility access, period.
Yeah. Runners are now 80K, lowered by 5. They gained sprint, but they lost agility access.
Mm-hmm.
God, I mean, okay.
What are you taking with them?
Huh?
What are you taking with them? Dodge?
If you were in a league play, you'd take one with dodge.
Oh, I mean, well, yeah, in league play. And again,
or
weird in leagues. I don't know.
I mean, it just doesn't give you that chance. Now, break tackle's better now. So maybe that was their thoughts. Blitzer, 100K, increased by 20K, gained tackle and diving tackle, also lost agility access. Troll Slayer, gained hatred troll. Is this the one that's like a plus one if you hurt him?
No. You get to reroll a skull.
Reroll a skull, okay. Devious accent, access on secondary, lost agility, passing is 5+. Before, I think they had no passing skill.
Right. So they actually got bumped up too, basically.
So you don't have anything here about the death roller, or yeah. Do you? Oh, I got to scroll right down the page. I'm sorry. Gained devious on primary, lost agility access, MA plus one.
Mm-hmm.
So before it was 4, now it's not. Ooh. So that's 5.
Yep.
Okay. Loner 4+, rerolls increased to 60K.
Yeah. So first
off, the lineman hit and the reroll hit, I think, is too much.
Yeah. Obviously, death roller, better. I mean, he's viable. 5 movements, not bad. Loner 4+, not horrible. Still, not going to make a team around him great. You lose. Getting defensive on the lineman is interesting because now they're anti-guard. Before, your dwarf linemen were pretty much your guard pieces.
Right.
That's what they did. They stacked up on guard. That's all they did. They were annoying as hell. So now, instead of giving them access to guard, it's been taken away. You can still get it, but it's on a secondary. But now they cancel other people's guard.
Man, with the elite skills,
mm-hmm.
and then taking away general or strength skills from dwarf, they obviously want them to have a different play style.
Yes.
I don't think this is the right move, but we'll see. And I do think the one position that should have agility access is the runners. But
yeah, especially since, I mean, they gave them sprint. That is an agility skill.
Yeah.
Also, blitzers going up by 20K. Yeah, you get tackle and you get diving tackle. That's not what those pieces should be doing. And now that you don't have guard on your linemen, you're putting guard on your blitzers? And again, that's not what they should be doing?
Yeah, I don't get this one. I just don't.
I'm interested to see if someone can make this work. Obviously, we'll send it to Extreme and get his breakdown, but
In 30 minutes or so, when we finally get to Skaven, I'm going to decide which team got boned more, the Skaven people or the...
Oh,
or
this
the
is easy. Dwarf. This one, for sure. Honestly, if we were doing... And we'll talk about this at the end, because I kind of did a breakdown of what I think tiers should be. This is a tier 3 team now. Out of 5. So I've changed tiers to 5.
Okay.
In my breakdown. This is squarely a tier 3 team.
I mean,
so
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Elven Union, no deviant access or devious access. So they're too nice of a team. They do have Elven Kingdoms League for their team league. No special rules. Linemen, again, 0 to 16. There's 65K. They increased by 5. The passing increased to 3+, so they're better. And they gained Fumble Rooski.
All the linemen. So that's all the one linemen. Where you can go up and just drop the ball somewhere?
You can just drop the ball. Hmm. It's weird. Thrower gained Hail Mary Pass, which is okay. Catchers are down to 2, 0 to 2, but they do gain Diving Catch now.
Okay.
Which is a big deal because they get a plus 1 on catching accurate passes, and they have Nerves of Steel. So they're catching on a 2 all the time. Which I guess they were doing that anyways if they had cut Nerves of Steel. But
right.
Yeah, whatever.
I like Pro Elves or Elf Union.
Same.
And so when I see this price increase on the linemen, it scares me. But again, now I'm not taking 3 or 4 catchers, so I'll have the money to make up for it. And
yeah.
I'll give this a shot. So
I never took 4. I've played them a lot. I am the most played Elven Union coach in the United States.
Are you really?
I am. Have been for a while. It was that year of the 2019 World Cup where I just took him to every tournament.
Oh, I got you.
I never took four catchers. I only took two. Catchers are really good, but it doesn't do you well to get that far ahead of the rest of the team. So,
I got you.
And price-wise, yeah. Another team that just pretty much came out, so there's not really any changes, is Gnome. They have Halfling Thimble Cup or Woodland League, either one. No special rules. Lineman, Illusionist, and Beastmaster all gain Devious on a secondary.
And that team league stuff, just to clarify.
Star players.
That is just for access to different star players.
As far as we know, yes.
Okay. Does it say in there specifically that they can't take the Halfling Chef?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the Halfling Chef rules.
Okay.
I mean, they can take it, just not for cheap.
I just really thought they would really eliminate the Halfling Thimble Cup stuff, period. And just switch them over to one or the other.
I think you're going to see, unless there is... I think a lot of the big, big stars are going to be limited to one type of team.
Okay.
We don't know that for sure. There is no deep root in the rule book, but there is Lord Borak. And Lord Borak can only play for Chaos teams. That makes sense.
Okay. Oh, man. This makes me now wish I would have played a lot of Nurgle games, because there's star players I wanted to try to work in on there, but I get it. Whatever.
Well, I mean, they might be.
That's okay. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
So Goblin is next. Team League is Badlands Brawl or Underworld Challenge. The special rule is, of course, bribery and corruption. Linemen get Devious on primary. I'm sure all these guys get Devious on primary. Loony is Devious on primary. Agility is on secondary and gain the no ball skill.
Yep.
So this is the chainsaw guy, right?
Yeah. He can no longer have the ball.
Okay. Bama has Devious on primary. Agility is now secondary. Probably a good move. Ooligans, 60k, lowered by 5k. Good. Gained Taunt. Makes sense from a logical standpoint.
Right.
Pass increase to 5 plus, which I'm not sure what it was.
They were 6 plus before.
Okay. I was like, I'm going to go look right now. Okay. Yeah, you're right. And let's see, Devious on primary, lost passing access, which is fine. Doom Diver now is increased to 65k, gain dodge.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. Devious on secondary.
Especially after the change in swoop, too.
Yeah, we'll see how this is. I mean, Goblin Coach has got to be really happy. They're like not scared to play dwarves at all.
Oh, yeah.
Fnatic gained Devious on primary. The Pogoger got a passing increase to 4 plus. Devious on secondary lost passing access. Train Troll lost Loner. Man, Goblins got real good.
Right. No Loner on Trolls is big. And like you said, they don't have to worry about a team straight out ruining them with Dwarves. Now, there's obviously a lot of teams have tackle, but it's not nearly as rock versus scissors as it was.
And that's
was
what
before.
I was telling you. I might have said on the podcast, I might have talked about it privately to you. It feels like, again, I don't think we need tiers for a while, because it feels like a lot of these teams might be way more balanced than they ever have been.
Absolutely, they are. No question. And we just don't know how they're going to bear fruit, I guess. Halflings, Team League is Halfling Thindwell Cup or Woodland League. Special rules are none. Linemen and Hefty and the catcher all get Devious on secondary. Catcher's passing increased to 4+.
Okay.
So that's all.
Well, I like how you put High Elf in here. I mean, we know they're going to be Team of Legend, but we don't know anything about.
Yeah. No idea. Humans are Old World Classic for Team League. Special rule, as we said, was Team Captain. Lineman and Halfling gain Devious on secondary. Catcher is now 75. They increase 10k. Their strength increased to 3, though. And the passing increased to 4+. Devious is on secondary. Thrower, 75k, decreased by 5. And now the passing decreased to 3+. Devious on the secondary. Blitzers only 0-2 now, but they gain tackle, and they have devious on secondary. Ogre improved to loner 3+, and every loner now has mutation access on secondary. Every loner. Every ogre.
Every ogre. Okay.
Yeah.
So mutation on secondary. Okay.
Big deal on big guys. I mean, there's a lot of good mutation stuff out there.
Yeah.
Tackle on your blitzers is a big difference. You don't have to throw tackle on them like you normally would. Obviously, you're down to 2 of them. That does suck, but the catchers being 3 strength, I like it. You know what this honestly feels like to me? The human team before did not feel human to me because you had 2 strength, 8 movement catchers, and you had a thrower with 2+, like an elf. So now it feels like they've gone back to human form. So it's much more a human team. And obviously you can still run 8, but they're trained to do that. That's fine. But that 3 strength is such a big difference.
Of course. It's giant. I mean,
I will play these in tournaments now, for sure.
Gary always complained that, like, there's just no way that a human catcher should be as weak as a halfling.
Right, exactly.
So, Imperial Nobility, no devious access. Team League is Old World Classic, special rules, none. The retainers now, agility is increased to 3+.
Big deal.
Throwers passing increased to 2+.
Big deal.
Big deal. Gained pro.
Big deal.
Running pass renamed to give and go.
Yep.
Bodyguards are 85K. Increased by 5?
Yeah, the movement moved to 5. They were 6 before.
So the bodyguards before, they moved to 5 instead of 6. I get what you're saying. But they were 90K. So they went down, actually. I misread that. Decreased to 5. Passing increased to 4+. The blitzers now are 90K. Decreased by 15.
Huge.
What? And gang pro?
Huge.
So before, your blitzers had block catch for 105. Now they have block catch and pro
for 90.
And they're 90. I almost think they were a little overpriced before, but
we will talk about this in a second. Go ahead.
Okay. And then ogre is improved to loner plus 3. Gain mutation access on secondary. Rerolls. This is a big deal. Lowered to 60K.
I don't know what happened. Someone in that system decided that Imperial Nobility has to be OP. This is a tier 1 team. This might be a tier 0 team. Because Nobility is a good team. A lot of people say they're not because they are not used to how they play.
I think they're pretty good.
They're a damn good team.
They're one of my favorite teams to play.
And especially if you can just control the pitch. That's what they're there for. But now, one of the biggest weaknesses was the bench. Because taking him to a tournament, I can get pretty much everything I want, but my bench was short. But now, my bodyguards, I'm saving 10K. My blitzers, I'm saving 30K. And my rerolls, if I take 2, I'm saving 20K. That's a lineman. And what's my lineman now? 3+ agility.
Right.
What the heck? This team is amazing now. Amazing.
I can't say you're wrong.
So I'm very happy with the change, and I will be getting this team painted by Drew Blood, and I will be taking it to a Moracle Cup, at least. For sure.
Okay. Korn is the next team up. Sorry, Korn coaches, but team league is Chaos Clash. Special rule is favorite of Korn and the Brawling Brutes. Linemen get devious on secondary. Korn gores go down to 0-2, but they can jump up in Thick Skull, which is a real pain in the ass.
So. Oh, yes, it is.
Devious on secondary. Now, I am proud to say I haven't painted my Korn team yet.
Nice.
And even though I had the extra players, now I don't have to paint them. Bloodseeker goes down to, oh, this is like the Chaos Warrior position.
Yeah.
Bloodseeker goes down to 105, Devious on secondary, and they now have a passing ability of 6+. So that's good.
Yeah, which I guess they had before. But those Corner Gores, yeah, you only get two, but they're beasts. Like literal beasts and metaphorical beasts. Just because,
yeah, because before,
Horns, Juggernaut, Jump Up, and Thick Skull.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm surprised they didn't take a little increase, like to 75.
But... yeah, I would have thought so too. Or make the rerolls go higher or something. It's, I don't think this team is hurt by the change. I think it is something that you take the Bloodseeker more now, I guess is the way of saying it.
Well, of course.
Yeah, because before you'd want to take him. Now, you definitely take him.
Well, no, you always... yeah. Lizardmen. Team League is the Lustrian Super League. Special rules, none. Skink increased to 0 to 16. Devious on secondary. Chameleon Skinks are now passing on primary. It's just what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Devious on secondary. And then Saurus increased by 5k to 90k each, but they gained Juggernaut and Unsteady. Unsteady, as of course, not a great skill, but it's more of a nega trait. But Juggernaut's pretty good. That at least saves you on those blitzes and those early rerolls. The Croxagore now has a passing ability of 6+, so all cool.
Yeah, overall, not a huge change. I think it doesn't hurt him at all. It makes him a little bit better. Next up, we have Necromantic Horror, Team League Sylvanian Spotlight, Big Shock. Special rule, Masters of Death, Big Shock. Zombies gained Eye Gouge and Unsteady with Devious on primary. The Ghouls, PA increased to 3+, and they gained Regeneration.
Ooh.
Devious on secondary. Wraiths are 85k, they decreased by 10, Devious on secondary. Flesh Golems, 110, decreased by 5. They gain Unsteady. Devious on secondary. Passing ability on 6+. Werewolves are now 120, decreased by 5k. Passing increased to 3+, and Devious on secondary.
Not big changes.
No. But, I mean, sort of. Regen on ghouls is huge.
Regen is a big deal, and so is the pass. That helps.
Yeah, because that's how you took down that team most of the time, was just taking out the ghouls.
Yeah, that helped a lot.
But now if you do, I mean, the werewolves have 3+ if they need to pass. Not that they should, but...
Next up is Norse. No Devious access at all. Team League is either Chaos Clash or Old World Classic. Special rule, Favor of Khorne,
If they take Chaos Clash League, they have to take Favorite of Khorne.
Oh, okay.
So otherwise, I don't think they get a special rule.
Fluff-wise, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it was always weird to say, like, well, these guys are Favorite of this.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So they're Raiders, which linemen. Are their linemen.
Yeah.
They have Unsteady. The Ulf Runner gained Unsteady and a passing skill now of 6+. And the Yeti gained a passing skill, a 6+.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I don't think they needed any changes, so. Kind of weird that the Bork doesn't get any Devious access.
Maybe it's just because it's too easy.
Well, the team's too good. I mean, the team is alignment good, essentially.
Right.
Nurgle, we got Team League Chaos Clash. So they are able to take Borak or whoever. Special rule, the Brute One and I want to say Friends of Nuthel, Favorite of Nuthel. Favorite of Nurgle. It's getting late. I can't talk. Rodders are 40k. They increase by 5. They do get Devious on a primary. Pesticores have reduced down to 2. They are 70k. So they decrease by 5. They did gain Steady Footing and Thick Skull, and they gained Devious on a secondary. So that's similar to what, you know, the Pestigores on the or the Beasticores or whatever.
Corngores. Yeah. It's something, yeah.
So the same. Bloaters, 110, decreased by 5. They gained Stand Firm and Unsteady, Devious on secondary. The Rot Spawn gained Pick Me Up and gained Devious on secondary and Passing Ability 6+. And the rerolls go down to 60K, so they decrease by 10.
I don't feel like...
I don't think they got hurt.
I don't think they got hurt, but it's... What I don't like the most is the Battling Brutes, because you need a couple good Pestigores, and they're the only guys that are going to score touchdowns. And the fact that they're only getting 2 points instead of 3 kind of sucks balls. But
also, don't forget, it is a pick 6 MVP now. Okay, so there true. Is that. So they you have a 1 out of 3 chance of getting the MVP to a Pestigore if you take 2, realistically.
You're right.
So a lot of the stuff that we think is a detriment, there is some logic behind some of it. Maybe not all of it. I'm not saying everything is thought through, but...
It's just interesting now. And all this stuff has made me want to just sit down and recreate teams over and over and over and over and over and over.
So this is a team, like, the Bloaters getting Stand Firm is huge on them. And I think if you put Taunt on them, like I was telling you before, I think, when I was talking about Taunt, if you put Taunt on a 4-strength guy, I'm not hitting him. I'm just running away. Because that's the safer option now. Even if I have advantage with dice, it's safer to run away.
I mean...
Unless I have equal strength or something.
Right.
And that pick-me-up is just so cool. Because he's going to be by your big guy, by your lineman anyways. Not lineman, but
the bloaters. I do like the pick-me-up. And, you know, I can hear already people going, that's the dumbest thing ever. But if I, correct me if I'm wrong, and like the Lura stuff, like a Beast of Nurgle is like a real minion of like the highest level of Nurgle.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least one of them.
He's one of the favored, yeah.
So therefore, like, he can kind of help get everybody up and going.
Yeah,
so it makes him feel like, while I know he has stupidity, it makes it feel like he's like a godly presence that's supposed to, like a force of nature type.
Right. And in my head, he's got tentacles going around and standing people up too.
Exactly. It could definitely be that. So, Ogres. We got a team league is Badlands Brawl or World's Edge Super League, which is interesting. So you can take, no more classic for Ogres.
I guess not, yeah.
This kills Scotty's strategy of taking Zara the Slayer.
We don't know that.
Carla. Oh,
I mean, we just don't know.
Is Carla not in the star players? Oh.
So we don't know yet.
Okay. Special rules is Brawling Brutes and low cost linemen.
Yep.
Knoblar's past increased to 6+.
Nope.
Devious on primary.
Nope. Increased to 4+.
4+. Devious on primary. Blockers now have devious on secondaries and punters devious on secondaries. So not a lot of changes there.
No. A team that did get a lot of changes is Old World Alliance. They have Old World Classic, as you would expect. No special rules. Okay. Linemen. Up to 0 to 16. Halfling Hopefuls, 0 to 5. Their price increased by 5. They lost Animosity.
Okay.
Catchers, 75K. They increased by 10K. Their strength increased to 3 because they're just the human catcher.
Right.
Passing increased to 4+. They lost Animosity. The Dwarf Linemen are now 0 to 3. So they increased by 1.
Okay.
And then
they're 70K.
Were Hopefuls 0 to 3 before? No, they were 0 to 2.
They were 0 to...
Oh, yeah. They were 0 to 2. So they actually increased to 5 Hopefuls, not 5K on cost. That's my bad. Sorry.
Okay, yeah. So Hopefuls before was 0 to 2, yes.
Yeah, so they're up to 5 now. Big difference. Dwarf Linemen, 0 to 3. They increased to 3. They're now 70K, decreased by 5. They lost Armbar and Brawler and Loner, but gained Block and Defensive.
So they're just like a regular elf. I mean, a Dwarf linemen now.
They are have Devious on primary, lost Animosity, lost Strength Access on primary.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's still a much better. No loner. Just, my God, no loner's huge. Thrower, lost Animosity. They're 75k, so they're down by 5. Dwarf Runners are 80k. They decreased by 5, gained Sprint, lost Loner. Human Blitzers, 85, decreased by 5, lost Animosity, gained Tackle. Dwarf Blitzers are 100k, increased by 20, Agility 4+, lost Loner, gained Tackle and Diving Tackle. Troll Slayer gained Hatred, Troll, lost Loner, passing increase to 5+. Ogre improved Loner to 3+, again, all of them get Mutation Access on a secondary. And the Treeman lost Loner.
Hmm.
So, no Loner on the team anymore. Which alone, huge. Makes this a playable team.
So giant. Such a giant thing.
It was a playable team before, but now it's actually a good team. Yeah. And there's a lot of ways to change it around. Obviously, you're going to take your 3 Dwarf Linemen for your front line. So... I mean, maybe not, because they don't have access to guard on primary. I don't know. It's a very different team. This is definitely one of those I want to see people start making rosters for and see what it comes out to.
Right. Next up is Orcs. Team League is Badlands Brawl. Special rules is Brawling Brutes and the team captain. Lineman, strength on primary now. Devious on secondary. Lost Animosity. Goblins. Pass increase to 3+. Devious on primary. Passing in secondary. Thrower increased by 10k. They're now 75k. MA increased to 6. Devious on secondary. Lost Animosity. Blitzers went down to 0 to 2. 85k. So they increased by 5k. Gained Break Tackle. Devious on secondary, lost Paxing Access, lost Animosity. Big End Blockers, 0 to 2, decreased by 2. They increased to 95k, gained Mighty Blow, Taunt, Thick Skull, and Unsteady. Devious on secondary, lost Animosity, and now have a passing skill of 6+. You could easily argue...
Yeah, as I'll say, tell me this is a worse team.
I mean, the fact that linemen now can be the guys to get your guard and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
And your Biggin's got 4 new skills. Well, Unsteady sucks, but 3 new skills for 5K.
Right.
With those skills being Mighty Blow, Taunt, and Thick Skull. I mean, that's really good. This is, again,
I wish the Bloaters had Mighty Blow, Taunt, and Thick Skull.
Oh, yeah. No, if they had Taunt, it'd be huge. This is, again, just like the human team, where now it feels like a goblin team again. As you said before.
Goblin team? You mean an orc team.
Orc team, sorry. this feels like an orc team because before, as you said, it was a positional team. You didn't take any linemen. You just took all the different positionals, and you had a big, beefy team, and you just bashed people. This is going to require... a different way of playing. I admit that. You don't have as easy a, you know, just slap 4 strength guys on the line. But that's kind of a chaos thing now.
Okay, so the troll, I assume, didn't change at all.
No.
Okay.
All the same.
I was just curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up after this is Shambling Undead.
Are you going to say it, or am I?
Oh, I was going to pass it off to you. Okay.
You don't say the team and then not say it.
Sorry.
That's
I thought we were taking turns.
We were taking turns. And then you just said the team name.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Shambling Undead. Team League is Sylvanian Spotlight. Special rule is Masters of Undeath. Undead. Skeletons now increase to 0 to 16. Gain Devious on secondary. Zombies went up to 0 to 16. Gained Eye Gouge and Unsteady. Devious on primary. 6+ passing now. Ghouls decreased to 2. passing increase to 3+, gained regeneration, devious on secondary, whites increased by 5, went to 95K, gained tackle and thick skull.
Yeah.
Lost passing access, devious on secondaries, mummies now, pass on a 6+. This team got better.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're losing 2 ghouls. Told to get that. Your whites now have tackle.
I know. That's a skill I don't have to pay for now.
Sure is. And you put dodge on them or whatever, and just you sidestep around people, and oh, look, I'm on your ball carrier.
You're getting those confused with the undead.
Ah, damn, I am.
You are.
But you're still.
This is still good. Tackle and thick skull is really good for a white blitzer. So
I hate that they're whites and wraiths. I always confuse those two.
I know you do. It's okay.
But yeah, again, who's are you really taking 4 ghouls to a tournament or in a league?
Maybe.
Yeah. I always took 2 because I just liked to have more rerolls and more zombies, but...
No, I get it.
I
like the speed, so I understand.
Yeah, but now with the regen, big difference. And the passing, you actually have a passing game. I don't know who you're passing to. I guess the whites, but... Skaven, this is another one, a little bit of change. Team League is Underworld Challenge, special rule, none. Clan Rats get devious on primary. Throwers are 80k, so they decrease by 5. They have devious on secondary. Gutter Runners are now down to 2. I know. Yes, I know. I heard you. I heard everyone complain. They're down to 2. They gained stab and devious on primary. I know. They're down to 2. It sucks. However, your Blitzers are now movement 8 and gain strip ball. And their passing increased to 4+, devious on secondary, and the Rat Ogre has a passing of 6+.
Those blitzers are amazing.
Blitzers are amazing. And yes, I understand. Your gutter runners are down to 2. Do something different. The blitzers being 8 movement, they're 1 less than your gutter runner now, and they have block and strip ball. Amazing.
Pretty good.
So, it's much more in my style of play. I know many people crutch the 2 agility, but it is what it is.
Okay. Next up is Snotling. I think Snotling coaches, on paper, look like they should be really happy.
Oh, yeah.
Snotlings, Team League, Underworld Challenge. Special rule, bribe and corruption, comma, low-cost lineman, comma, swarming. So, you got 3 of them for this team. Snotling, just the main Snotling gained insignificant, which...
You can't have more of them than you do of any other position.
So you're forced to take... I couldn't run 10 of these and 2 trolls.
Right. If you want 6 of these, you have to have 6 other positions.
Okay, so they are four... See, I would keep it bare bones with my Snotling teams... So they're keeping me from doing that, and they say no, you need to take the crazy fun stuff.
Yeah, you even can't just it's
more dangerous.
Yeah, you can't just take Snotlings and a star now.
Okay, so Snotlings gained insignificant passing increase to 4+, devious on primary. The Fun Hopper got passing increase to 4+, devious on primary. Stilter Runner, same thing, increased to 4+ on passing, devious on primary. Fungus Flinga gained Titchy. Didn't they always have Titchy? No. Not that one?
No.
I wouldn't know because I never take the Fungus Flinga.
I don't know why you would. They are the best piece of that team.
Man, Secret Weapons, I don't like them. Devious on Primary. Pump Wagon.
Ooh.
I might take a Pump Wagon now. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
They're just now 100K, decreased by 5K. MA is now increased to 5. Lost secret weapon. Devious on primary and now have a passing skill of 6+. I will probably take a pump wagon next time.
You'll be taking Snotling 2, sir. You should.
I know I should now. Like, I don't even know if this.
Oh, just keep going. We'll talk.
Train trolls. Lost loner. Rerolls increased to 70K.
Okay, that kind of sucks, but.
No, you now have.
Oh, they should. Yes. I mean, that's what you need. this team now has 4-5 strength pieces without Loner. And no secret weapon on him.
Yeah.
That is huge.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to play this. I liked this team before. I thought they were better than a lot of people gave them credit for.
Well, of course they did. They did well at places. I mean, they didn't feel like a...
I won a tournament with them.
A stunt? They don't feel like a stunty team. I mean, because you can just get so much for their low costs.
And now, even more so. So, this team is legit why I think there needs to be 5 tiers now. And we'll get to that at the very end.
Tomb Kings. Team League is the Sylvanian Spotlight. Special Rule is Masters of Undeath. Skeletons, Devious on Secondary. Throwers, 65k, down by 5. Armor, increased to 9+. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Strength on Secondary, Devious on Secondary. Blitzers now are 85k. They went down by 5k. Passing increased to 5+. Lost Passing Access, Devious on Secondary. Tomb Guardians are now 115k, so they increased by 15k.
Yeah.
Oh, but they gained Brawler, and now they have passing access of 6+. Rerolls are down, which is good, to 60k.
I think they're a more solid team. Your throwers are better protected, little cheaper on the rerolls, which help. And obviously the Tomb Guardians being more expensive isn't great, but Brawler's a big difference.
Right.
You don't have to just automatically go with block on them. You can take guard now. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
Underworld. Team League is Underworld Challenge. Special World, Bribery and Corruption. Goblins are now 0 to 16. They gain Devious on Primary. Snotlings are the PAs increased to 4+. They gained Insignificant, Devious on Primary. Clan Rat, Devious on Primary. Skaven Throwers, 80k, decreased by 5, Devious on Secondary. Gutter Runners gained Stab, lost Passing Access, Devious on Primary. Skaven Blitzers, MA increased to 8, Passing increased to 4+, gained Strip Ball, lost Passing Access, Devious on Secondary. Rat Ogre, Passing on 6+.
I feel like these guys got better.
They did, I think. I mean, not immensely so, but since... Right. You know, they only had one of each of the Skaven positions anyways, of the, you know, the Thrower and the Gutter Runner, right, and Blitzer. That didn't hurt them. You know, they just got the benefits from the Skaven team getting slapped a little.
Correct. Next up is the Vampire team. No Devious access at all, which is kind of strange because you thought maybe the Thralls would be kind of devious.
I think it's because they're just too good. Like, they're counts. They don't want to get their hands dirty.
Maybe. Team League, Sylvanian Spotlight, Special Rules, Masters of Undeath. The Runners, the Vampire Runners, passing increased to 3+. The Blitzers, passing increased to 4+.
Decreased.
Decreased to 4+. And then the Vargeist is passing of 6. What was the Blitzer before? Blitzer before was...
5+.
5+, now it's a 4+. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. And the... Yep. Runner was, I guess they both increased. So it's 3+ and 4.
They got the vampires.
I wrote that backwards, but
yeah, that's okay. Not much change here. We know that Hypnogaze, we talked about that last episode, is just now a 3+ all around. So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, they're basically the same. A little bit easier to pass if they want to, which makes sense. Wood Elves, no Devious access. Team League, Elven Kingdoms League, or Woodland League. Special rules, none. Linemen are 0 to 16, increased by 4. 65k, decreased by 5. Passing increased to 3+. Throwers are now 85, decreased by 10. And they gain safe pair of hands. Okay. Catchers are down to 0 to 2, which does suck. But they gain sprint, and the passing increased to 3+. War Dancers are down, or 130 now, so they're increased by 5k. Passing increased to 3+, and Treeman has passing access on secondary.
Okay.
I don't play them enough to know if this is better or worse. having sprint on the catchers is good.
It's pretty good.
I mean, that makes them 11 movement if you want.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a while since I played them. I know those linemen for 65K can move seven with, you know, two plus ability. That's pretty good.
It's a very fast team. I don't think it really hurt them too much. Obviously, having more catchers is probably better, but now you just are pretty much guaranteed to take the tree man instead of maybe taking the tree man. And that's it for teams, except for the Slon team they happen to throw in, unbeknownst to anybody.
Right. Don't stir people up. Don't stir me up.
I messaged someone online like, well, this is not going to be a Slon in the rule book. How do you know? Because they're not going to just randomly throw in a brand new team and not tell anybody. Well, they did that with gnomes. Not the same thing, dude. Not the same thing. Like,
so they thought that they were going to introduce a box set with new rules, totally changing up the game for more than it has.
Advertising two brand new teams.
But keeping it a big secret that Slon is just going to be in the back of the book right after, you know, whatever other team you were looking at. You're like, oh, Sambling Undead.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the page to go to Skaven. Oh, there's Slon here.
How then would I know?
Skaven team.
I mean, maybe they are. How would I know?
Yeah, how would you know?
Oh, yeah. So, sorry. Had to get off on a rant. That's all the teams.
You're never seeing Slon. It's time for them to go away. I'm sorry.
I think so.
They keep saying that they're fat everywhere. They're big, fat, and they don't do nothing.
So, as I was talking about, I kind of went through what I thought teams should be for tiers. And I think 5 tiers makes the most sense right now. So, I'll just go ahead and share this with you since I can.
Okay.
Modern technology.
Oh, Scott's getting sleepy. All right, you got your tier. Okay, I see your tiers.
So, tier 1, Amazon, Necro, Undead, Vampire, Nobility, Wood Elf.
Okay.
All of those are very solid teams. You just need to play your game. You can do well. You should win most of the time. Tier 2, Lizardmen, Underworld, Tomb Kings, Dark Elf, Norse, Skaven, Orc, Elf Union, and Human.
Okay.
Maybe Tomb Kings Tier 3, but I put them here because they're new. I don't know. They still have a lot of strength. I don't think you're hurt too much on the agility. It's a good team. Tier 3, I have no clue with Bretonians, so I put them here. Nurgle's down to 3, Khorne, 3, Chaos Renegade, Old World Alliance, Chaos Dwarf, Chaos Chosen, and sadly, Regular Dwarf. And then 4, Snotling and Goblin, because I think both of those have increased enough to be up in this level. And also, you don't have the dwarf team there to bust you down if you run into them. And sadly, Black Orc. Because
okay.
I think they're so hard to score with.
Right.
And then 5 is Gnomes, Halfling, and Ogre. Those are still your stunty teams that don't have enough to really push it past the goal line to win consistently. And obviously, you know, 2 5 movement teams and then 1, you know, Snotling team, so, or right. Noblar team. So that's my opinion, what they could be, barring seeing anything play out.
I think that there should be no tiers for a while.
Well, I agree, but if we had to.
I mean, really, honestly, at this point, without seeing anything played, I don't even know if there should be a Stunty Cup.
No, I'm not saying
that doesn't
should.
Mean
yeah.
I think a gnome team can destroy an undead team or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, everything feels a little bit more even.
Yeah,
and we'll see. A lot of things change with the elite skills now. The access or non access to skills anymore,
and star players, honestly, because we don't know, and we can get into that next, but. There's only like 12 star players in the book.
So should we pause and just go through it?
Yeah, let's just go through it.
Okay. First up on the stars you have listed here, there's Acorn the Squirrel. He plays for any team.
If I don't call it out, there are no changes. Anything I call out is a change. So Anky Panky plays for Lustrian Super League, now gains Unsteady.
Okay. Cindy Pie Whistle now plays for Halfling Thimble Cup or Old World Classic, increased by 50K to 100K.
Which is good, because screw her. Count Luther plays for Sylvania Spotlight. He's been decreased down to 40K, which makes him maybe takeable. So he's 300 now. That's still a lot.
Maybe. Griff Oberwald plays for Old World Classic. He's increased by 20 to 300K. The special has changed to once per game. Griff may add plus one to an agility test.
That's
huge. Is that not what it was before? It was a
reroll. No. He could reroll any roll.
Okay.
So this is a big difference. He's still really damn good. He is a little bit more expensive. Grim Ironjaw, he plays for the World's Edge Super League. He's 190, decreased by 10K, gains Hatred Big Guy, so that's cool. And his special changed wording from a player with five with strength 5 or more to Big Guy keyword. So he now does it to big guys instead of people with 5 strength or more, but pretty much anybody with a 5 strength or more is a keyword Big Guy. And he gains passing 6+.
Jeremiah Cool, was he officially in the game before?
Yeah. So he started out officially as, like, what do they call him?
Legendary star player.
Legendary player. Yeah, something like that. And then last edition, like,
that's
when the,
right.
when the model came out, he became a regular star, but no one played him.
I remember that. And here's why. He plays with the Elven Kingdom League. He's decreased by 20K, so he's 300K, and most elf teams cannot afford this guy.
And yeah, fun note on this one. Dodge and Diving Catch are out of order. Because they're alphabetical, and it goes Dodge and then Diving Catch.
Oh, okay.
So, mistake. Suck at GW. Joseph Bugman, he plays for Old World Classic or World's Edge Super League. He's a brand new star. He's 180. I guess if he's a new star, I should probably put what he has.
No, wasn't he in...
Could no, you play with him before? He was an inducement before, only. And he could take the pitch if... You what ran up.
What was the dwarf that could give, like, people next to him blocking?
That's the white dwarf.
Oh, that was the white dwarf. Yeah.
So Joseph Bugman is now, he's 180. He's 5 move, 3 strength, 3 plus edge, 4 plus passing, 9 plus. He has block, drunkard, fend, loner, 3 plus, tackle, taunt, thick skull. I told you who he plays for. His special rule is Dwarven Grift. Once per game, when Joseph's armor is broken as the result of an armor roll, you may choose to have the armor roll re-rolled.
Nice.
So, it's pretty neat. I like it. 180 is not bad, and, I mean, sadly, dwarves need help, so.
Lord Borak. So, going back to that, I'm surprised that he doesn't automatically come with guard. To help them in their deficiency of guards.
True.
But whatever. Lord Borak, he plays for Chaos Clash. He now is increased to 270K. He's gained leader instead of probably his little skill, which gave him a reroll for like a half. Gain leader, put the boot in. Loners improved to 3+. Special change to once per game, Lord Borak can reroll a single block dice. Okay.
He is much more takeable now, and he's not, because I hated, not only did I hate Dirty Player plus 2, I hated having to pay for that when I'm never going to use it.
Not with a star. I mean, I know some people did, and they didn't get a card, but I would have.
Yeah, totally. Morgenthorg plays for any team except Sylvanian Spotlight. He is 340K now, so he's decreased by 40. He gained Hatred, Undead, and Bullseye. I don't know that he needed to get cheaper.
I don't know if he did either.
He's a damn good player.
But also, if you said there's no more Mighty Blow plus two, They probably had to make up.
Is a big difference. Yes.
Let's see. Next thing we have is Buggy Bacon Breath. Plays for Halfling Thimble Cup or Old World Classic. He's increased by 10k to 130. His passing increased to a 3+. Okay.
Ripper Balgrot plays for Badlands Brawl or Underworld Challenge. He gained Bullseye and his movement increased to 5.
Okay, that's good, I guess.
Yeah.
Rodney Roachbait, he plays for the Woodland League, so he does not play for the Halfling Thimble Cup. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rumble O'Sheepskin plays for Halfling Thimble Cup. His passing increased to 5+, and he lost the no ball trait, which is huge for him.
Oh, that's really good, actually.
Yeah, that was one of the things that kept him from being taken a lot of times.
And this next one really sucks balls. I think he increased in price, too, didn't he?
He did.
Okay. Skitter Stab Stab plays for only Underworld Challenge. I kind of like that he hung out sometimes with the Chaos teams.
Yeah.
Because with the Nurgles, I was always thinking, like, trashy areas. Mm-hmm. And a rat being around them always made me happy. Maybe not so with, like, a Chaos team, even though I'd play them that way.
Yeah.
I really think he still should still be used on a Nurgle team, but that's me. He increased to 170. His special changed to once per game when stabbing. He's able to reroll the armor instead of the injury.
Yeah, that's better, because it's more important to take someone down than it was to take him out.
Correct. I agree.
And then the final star we have is Vorag Gulchur. Plays for Badlands Brawl. He's 260, so he decreased by 20. Gains Hatred Undead and Unsteady. And his special changed to once per game, Vorag may choose to re-roll the armor roll.
Okay.
So, that's good. I mean, taking people out. A lot of star players not in this book. And it does legit tell you, go online for a full list of star players. So, I'm hopeful. I don't know if it's today that they popped it up there, or on the 15th, or the end of the month, or whenever. But we should be able to go to the website, which is whatever it is. I just Googled to find it. And then we'll see the tiers that they think stuff should be, and we'll see the complete list of star players, and I assume a remodified or a modified High Elf team.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting, because if they actually modify the High Elf team, do they put out
the real rules for them and then come out with the team?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It should. Honestly, I would like it if they just kind of played into the fluff and said, High Elf, you know, coming soon, you know, used to be a Team of Legend. This is what they were as Team of Legend, but it's coming next and there may be some changes, just so you know.
Right.
That would be nice.
So, again, part of me wishes there was more stars. It's
yes.
Like, why did you pick these and not so many of the other ones? But
I
think we're going to get a Death Zone book before
that makes sense.
Too long.
And you've seen the previews online, and that's what's in the book is the star player cards. And, yeah, they kind of look like stickers because they have a previous picture of a person putting stickers in. Oh, yeah, there's a ad for Cabal Vision. I forgot to show.
Oh, that's cool.
The ads are really cool. I would much have rathered they show a couple of the star players and then list out all the star players. I like the ads, but I could do with less ads. And like you said, a map and a listing of the star players. Or right. More inducements.
I get
it's you. It's a minor quibble, but that's my thought.
Well, again, every edition had a Death Zone, and I don't think this one's going to be any different. So just get ready for your Death Zone books. And, I don't have much else to say except I want to get my copy. I want to read my copy, and I'd like to make up some rosters and play some games.
Okay.
Play half a game or something just to see what these are like.
Let's go ahead and close this off, and we'll come back with shout-outs, and realistically, we're just going to talk more in shout-outs.
That's true.
Well, it's been a long couple of episodes, but we are finally at the tail end of a shout-out.
Shout-outs!
So we obviously have no one new to shout-out with this.
Yeah, so we're gonna thank GW again.
Of course.
And Steve's going to thank all the people who were calm again.
Yes.
And I'm going to say thank you to all the people who are crazy, because it's fun to watch you go be crazy. And in about 3 months, maybe by January, I'll be ready to get rid of all of my 2020 edition books. So you people who are playing in those old style leagues and need some rule books and all these things, just hit me up and sell to you dirt cheap.
So now that we have seen all the rules, you've seen all the rules, we've discussed all the changes. Mm-hmm. I know we kind of went over our thoughts as we went. Overall picture, I am much more excited than I am upset. I'm not upset with this at all. It's their game. They can make changes. I don't think there's any negative changes here except to dwarves. Obviously, they got screwed some. Everybody else, I think there are changes to the roster, but they make them more fun.
I think both dwarf teams still aren't very great.
Yeah.
And if you have a love for dwarves, all I know is from now on, people, we used to gripe about the dwarf coaches being like skillless players who just go and hit things, and they never have to worry about rerolls, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to find out the people playing dwarves are probably the coaches that, A, either only have a dwarf team, or B, they're going for that challenge to show you that like dwarves can still be viable and figure out whatever the new style of play is supposed to be with them. I really wonder, and this, I don't think we mentioned it here, but we've mentioned it privately, with the new bribery and corruption. One, I think you're going to see maybe more people take the dwarf death roller.
For sure, yeah.
And two, I wonder if we're going to see Flint Churn Blade come back.
That's...
We're going to see more guys with like weapons and stuff to take advantage of those secret weapon, you know,
yeah,
the bribes and all that. We might get Boomer Esiason back.
That was my exact thought.
I hope so. I love that model.
They used to be very much like the goblins in the way of making new weapons and secret weapons and stuff like that. So, if that's the case, then maybe they do have more stars. Or again, maybe they do an expansion pack of dwarven secret or dwarven contraptions. And it's four pieces. And it's a chainsaw guy. It's a flamethrower guy. It's a bazooka guy. And whatever.
It could, because Necromunda right now, when you pick a clan in Necromunda or a team,
mm-hmm.
eventually they come out with an add-on pack that just tells you, like, you can have one of this guy, one of this guy, one of this guy. So it's possible. It's not impossible to think that they couldn't. And for people fluff-wise, if you go back to second edition, there was the Dwarf Giants, who were like a traditional dwarf team. And then there was the Dwarf Warhammerers. And they were the ones known for bringing the Death Roller, throwing the bombs, mm-hmm. the chain. They were the chaotic, crazy mofo dwarves that it sounds like they're trying to get them back to that. So let's wait and see. But I do think they got screwed.
They are screwed now. They may be a work in progress. We won't know.
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that elite skills are cost more, and now they had to get them on like a guard on secondary.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot.
It is, absolutely.
I think every team, though, except for maybe nobility, there's a couple of them, provides a new challenge to the coach who likes that team.
Yeah.
Maybe in positive ways, but also in ways of like trying to figure it out. Like Nurgle, I do think are better. They did lose some speed, though, and I'm scared to death to not have four Pestigors.
Yeah, I get that.
I guess you needed that speed and stuff. So, but we'll see. Pick me up could be huge.
And I think it's probably going to be a bigger deal in leagues than it is in tournaments. I primarily play in tournaments.
Right.
I haven't played in the league in many, many, many years.
Not since you left.
Right. So, obviously, two of them, to me, not a big difference. That's probably how many I would take in a tournament anyways. Two or maybe one. Kind of depends. But in a league, yeah, I'd have four. And now I can't. So, that does mitigate some of it, you know. They have to become superstars, and then you have to have a lot more linemen and just go with what it is.
I know they're probably really doing this just so they can sell one box. Because, and look, Blood Bowl community, we griped that we had to get two boxes.
Yeah.
Now there's so many people doing that, and now we're griping that we only can only need one box. You can't have it both ways. I do think in some ways what this does, though, is if you just pick an NFL team and name, and you just go, name the six superstars, and you name the six superstars. Now every team is going to have, by six superstars, I mean like, oh, those are the catchers, those are the throwers, those are the blitzers.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody else is a dude. And sometimes even in like an NFL, if you have just a dude that is a good role player and has a couple of good skills.
Yeah.
He can really enhance, make or break a team. So we might be seeing some of that. Like, I do think it's meant for to sell one box, but at the same time, they are a company. They kind of want you to buy two boxes.
That's kind of why I didn't buy into this theory. Like, why would they want people to buy less boxes? But it is easier for people getting into it. If you tell them, yeah, you want to play dwarves, just buy that box. You're good.
It is, because I can't tell you how many times people in the past, I'm new, I want to buy a team, I think I'm going to buy these guys. And it's like, okay, just warning you, ideally, mm-hmm. you're going to need four blitzers to really be good.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't play with this? You can. You're just not going to be as successful as somebody else.
If you wanted to buy those blitzers separately, you're having to pay an arm and a leg, because someone could buy a box and break it apart, but they were only selling the two blitzers. Right. Now, if they buy a second box, they can sell all the linemen, and people will be buying linemen. So, okay.
So since we're into shout-outs, I think I'm not going to use... I love these Tomb Kings. Don't get me wrong. I love these Tomb Kings.
Yeah.
But I already have a painted Tomb Kings team. I don't need another one. I'm not going to play them that often. So somebody out there maybe wants to trade some Tomb Kings for some Bretonians. I might be up for that. So
you could
reach out.
I would like to get these painted and use these instead of my Tomb Kings, because I love my Tomb Kings and I never want them to break, because I am never getting those back together.
Well, I mean, these models are really nice, and I know there's so many people out there that are like, I don't buy GW. I only support third party.
Whatever.
Blah, blah, blah. GW makes some beautiful models.
They do. I've always liked them. Except the Dark Elves. I'm not a fan. Aside from them, I know some people didn't like the Lizards. And I thought the Lizards were fine, but they weren't great.
No, I didn't care for them either. I mean, I'm not saying I love everything they do.
No.
But, again, thanks GW for sending out a copy.
We'll
probably take some preview copies of like the spikes and the dice and some cards. Course. So send our way.
We are supposed to say that we are not getting paid for this review. We are independent. They provide it for us to review. They do not make any mention of what we have to say or anything. I think that's something we have to do by British law or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But also, it's just true. I mean,
I laughed today at the comic store because somebody invited me to come over and just watch the NFL game tonight. And I was like, I got a podcast. He's like, oh, you got a podcast? You can't do that another night? And I was like, well, there's some stuff coming out that's new, and we got previews, and, you know, we can't really talk about anything, but we're recording a podcast. And he's like, oh, okay. He goes, well, that ought to really boost like your numbers and monetarily really help you out. And I just laughed. And I was like, dude, I still pay for the cost of the website.
You know how much money I'd save if I didn't play this damn game?
Exactly. Like, it is very cool that we got a preview copy. We got to see rules. Absolutely. And we got to not freak out that like block was changing and stuff like that.
Trust me, the moment it came in, I did not expect to get it because I expected you to get it because I didn't tell them to update the address. But if we had to update stuff with the company, then it might have influenced things, whatever.
Yeah. It sounds like you did influence things.
Well, I didn't. I got mine in on time and you didn't. So,
they might have went with whoever got their
right. Most likely. So, when I got it, it was very much a oh my God moment because I didn't expect it. I got it late on a Friday and I'm like, what's this? Why did I get a giant box? What did I didn't order any. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And I freaked out.
Yeah, Steve was texting me while we were in. St. Louis, right?
Yeah,
we're in St. Louis, and we're trying to do family stuff and
taking photos
at the same time. Steve's
look
taking
what I got, look what I got,
and showing me stuff, and I'm like, I want to see this, but I got family stuff. Oh my gosh! And you know, I stayed up pouring through things, you know.
And I think we're the only people in America that got a copy.
I doubt that.
I don't know because I don't see any other people talk about it.
So we're recording this. This is October 10th. Or I'm sorry, October. No. October 26th.
It's a little different.
Besides that orc information that somebody said about the Brewing Brutes or whatever, yeah. The 3 points for start for casualties, I haven't seen a ton of like leaks that were accurate.
No. A lot of inaccurate stuff.
So maybe they didn't send it to as many people because people weren't. Maybe people were breaking NDAs. I don't know.
But also, there's no other Blood Bowl-centric creator that I know of that gets this. And you might say, well, about Bonehead, or what about this? I'm like, I've talked to them before, and they do not have an in with GW. So, like, some 40K people might get it. But again, if we had to update certain stuff with the company, they probably asked us which games we primarily care about, and...
Yeah, we should have said Kill Team, too.
We should have said Kill Team, too. I apologize.
That's all right.
We'll have to start up a Kill Team podcast.
No, I don't play that enough, unfortunately.
But yeah.
I would like to play Necromunda more. So.
Yeah, it's cool. But yeah, it's just kind of cool. Even if we're not the only people in America that have this, to know that I was one of the first people outside of the company to get it is just cool. Always has been.
It's really cool. With all that said, for real... Change is hard, especially when you become an older adult.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't used to believe that stuff, and it really is. You know, I don't want to download apps on my phone just because I don't want to mess with stuff. So I do get it. I do think Blood Bowl is going to be a little bit more exciting now, at least for a little while until we fill all this out. We get to see different teams, see how people play them. Just imagine going to a tournament, sitting across a team, and then like. Obviously, you're playing a different team than what you brought, and you look at the roster with excitement. Before, if it was a tournament with Lizards, you would, you got six blocks on all the sources.
Oh, yeah.
You might see something different now. You might. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and
I know it's, unless you went through and took notes as we're talking and believe everything we said is correct, which it should be, but it could be wrong on some stuff. You probably can't make your own rosters or you're not inclined to until the new box comes out. If you are the type of person that did take notes and wants to play with new rosters, send us some. More than happy to look at that. If you have questions about exact wording of skills, if you have, you know, interaction questions, if there's something you think I missed or whatever, I'm more than happy to look at it. Let us know. Privately, I will not discuss most of that on public, even though I think it's fine. And again, we very much don't like to reveal everything when it comes to these pre-releases because we want you to buy the stuff. I'm confident no one isn't buying this box that wants to play the new season. You could just buy the rules, that's fine, but the box is a great price. You get cool teams, you get cooler dice. And without all the information, people just freak out and they can't see it as the whole. When you see it as the whole, I think it's for the good. So if there's something that you want clarified, just let me know. I don't want to be posting pictures online of every single rule, every page. That's not what I'm going to do. But I'm happy to discuss stuff.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
My only real complaint, GW, is, you know, as the main guy, I think both of us should get a copy.
True. One final shout out to Nuffle.
For real, I don't. Oh. I know we're never going to get that, but it would have really helped in this situation. So yeah, that might be the only thing.
Well, we also thought we wouldn't get any physical copies of stuff anymore, and we did. So
yeah, that's true.
Shout out to Nuffle for just randomly finding a hand on the ground, because that's what happens when you have Blood Bowl stuff.
You have a hand.
I have a hand. It's a nobility hand. I know where it comes from. I know how it wound up on the carpet, but I just felt it earlier, and I'm like, oh, there's something on the ground. Oh, what? Oh, it's a hand. Okay.
Did I tell you the story about how I found... This is a tangent. This is not Blood Bowl related. So there's some little Transformer box blind bag things you can buy called Blockies. I don't know if you've seen them. It's a random Transformer. Hold on one second. Talk about something, I'll go get one.
Okay. I don't really have anything to talk about. I'm glad everyone's listening. Like I said, if you have any questions, let me know. Blah, blah, blah. I really do like the new block dice, and the dice, the black and red, look really cool. I don't have any teams painted those colors, so I should probably do that. Maybe a old school Dark Elf team, paint them black with red highlights like Tron. I didn't see Tron.
I'm back.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah.
See this Transformer?
Why is his hand
totally
so big?
Movable. He's only in an action figure pose, like a robot, right?
Okay. Yeah.
He moves. This one actually lights up if you tap him. You can see him light up just a little bit. This is Sunstorm. These are random in blind bag boxes, okay?
Who the hell's Sunstorm?
He's like another one of the Seekers who's...
What's a Seeker? Never mind.
I'm getting forward. Seekers are robots like Starscream and Thunder... whatever, Thundercracker, Skywarp. Those are the Seekers.
Jets. Okay.
The Jets. They're blind bags. And you put all of this together. They're not really Legos, but they're model kits, little model kits,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
They're anywhere from, if you find them at Walmart, they're $5 a piece. Some of the comic stores, they're as high as like $11 each. They're little boxes. They're quality things for toys nowadays. They feel like good value.
Sure. Yeah.
So, there is a little tiny piece that goes into the head that lights up the little, or puts like a crystal thing in the eyes or whatever. I opened one up in the car because I'm always like, as long as I didn't get Bumblebee, I'm really happy. So I opened up just enough and go, whew, didn't get the Bumblebee model. So they're so cool that I told myself I can only have one from each series as long as it's not Bumblebee. If I get Bumblebee, then I buy another one.
Just hate Bumblebee, huh?
Oh, yeah. I hated Bumblebee when I was a kid. I still hate Bumblebee.
The movie was good, though.
About 4 weeks ago, I found some, and I got one of each because they were different sets.
Yeah.
And I opened them in the car, and I accidentally spilled it. And so I picked up all the pieces, and I was like, okay, I got everything. I went into the house. I built my Transformer. I was missing one tiny piece, just tiny microscopic piece, probably as small as your hand, maybe smaller. I went out to the car and looked in the floorboard, couldn't find it. Got my flashlight, still couldn't find it. But what I did find was a couple M&Ms. And I took the M&Ms and I threw it out of my car's in the garage. I threw the M&Ms, one of them, they went out to the, you know, out to the driveway. Then I found another M&M and I threw it. And of course, with my bad shoulders, I hit the damn wall.
Okay.
And then it hit the ground inside the garage and I shut the car door and I was like, well, I'm missing a piece from this Transformer. It's my fault. Clearly, I don't know why the car would have swallowed it up. And I start to walk in the house. And then my conscience was like, just go pick up the piece of candy. You don't want bugs in your garage. If you don't pick up this piece of candy, one ant's going to find it. Then there's going to be a million ants in here.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I was like, fine, I'll go back and I go pick up this damn M&M. And I go pick up this damn M&M. And right next to it was this little piece that I needed for my Transformer.
Jeez.
It was almost like one of those weird God things, like coming to my conscious, and then like that was the second M&M, and it hit the wall and bounced. It was almost on top of the little piece I needed, which tells me that the piece got in the fold of my pants when I opened it in the car and spilt it. And then when I got up to throw away the trash out of my car and take the transformer in, it fell out.
Okay.
But isn't that crazy? I mean, just like your little thing of you found, that's something you shouldn't find.
It's weird how things just randomly work.
Right.
But yeah.
That was a crazy tangent. I'm sorry.
Well, that's cool though.
So I did find all my pieces. I was very happy. And then a couple weeks ago in Tulsa, I got a bumblebee and I was mad.
Which one's the purple and black one?
That is Skywarp.
He was my favorite as a kid. I loved him. And that has influenced my desire of how I like colors in the future. My dream car is a 57 Chevy. If I got one, it would be black with purple. So
I totally get it. Totally get it. That's all I got, though. I'm really excited. I can't wait for the next time I play that I hope has these rules.
Yeah, and man, I don't know when we're going to be back. Because we could be back in like a week because we got more to talk about. We could be back in like 2 weeks because it released and we got the spikes.
How about this?
We could be back in 3 weeks because we just don't want to do anything. Four weeks
because
it's
a holiday. We gave you two
episodes
right here on the first.
Didn't even talk about Chaos Cup.
And you got Chaos Cup coming up. We're probably going to do a Chaos Cup episode.
Sure.
That will probably happen. But there's no promises. But we will be back no matter what for December. But yeah, we might be back this month. We don't know. We're on the road to 200, though. I mean, like, for real. We're going to be there before we know it.
Yeah. And we could finagle the numbers and do something cool. So
I mean, we've had so many other special episodes. We're probably closer to 230.
Oh, God. Right now, yeah, no doubt.
So
we kind of gave up doing the special episodes. I think 99. No, wait.
99?
112?
Was the last special one?
Well, we did, 112 was Chaos Cup 2020. And that was technically 112 and a half. And then before that, we had 99.1, 96.1.
Yeah.
What was Wizards Mania?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. Was that the wrestling thing I did for Super Show and talked about that?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
Episode 100, we had Mark Gass going on. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We've had some good people on here.
Yeah. People want to come back on, too, and I just keep telling them, man, it's hard enough to get Scott to show up, so good luck with that.
Band season is almost over, and then I was like, we're going to have a little break, and my kid's like, I have to audition for concert season, and then in 2 weeks after that, it's Winter Color Guard, and I'm like, oh, my God, so.
So glad not to have kids.
I will miss this in 3 years when it's over, though. That's for sure.
And then in 5 years, you won't miss it. And then in about 10 years, you'll miss it. And then 15 years, will be like, dead, so it doesn't matter.
Wow, thanks, bud.
Well, you never know. I didn't say you died of natural causes.
Oh, even worse.
The whole world died. I mean, it's not your fault.
That's right. It would be ironic if, like, Atlas AI was, or whatever it is, Atlas.
Oh, the install object? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if it really was aliens and they're going to kill us all when we get this really cool version of Blood Bowl, that'd be terrible.
With everything else going on, I'm fine with it. I mean, we've had a good run. Like, I could die tomorrow. Just know I'm happy. Like, I lived a good life. May not be the best life in the world. Done some good. I've been happy. I've seen stuff. So.
Yep. You've seen a lot of 4chan.
Anyways. Shows, man. Oh, wait.
Anyways, I will let you go. Thanks to you for putting this super detailed, crazy sheet of information together. All right. I'll let you go.
Okay. See you guys next time.
You You can follow Both Down on Twitter at Both Down. You can follow Scott at Fat Finley, FatFinley, and Steve at Kilowog2814. If you want to know if your team name is Both Down approved, send a tweet to @BDApproved. If you'd like to email them, the email address is BothDownPodcasts@gmail.com. Or for more information, you can visit them at BothDown.com or at Facebook.com/BothDown.
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
That's rather a personal question, sir.
You stupid bitch! I meant how long we've been in the lifeboat. You spoil the atmosphere now.
I'm sorry.
Shut up!